National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
I don't need to, but I really want to. I want to provide fairly soon after I'm gone, fairly soon being a couple of weeks, source of capital to this individual. And it may be the fact that, you know, I have a decent net worth, but it's all very illiquid, and it won't provide any income for a period of time. But I want to make sure that there's enough money to provide for a gap of years to be able to provide for it,
sure.
For a specific event, for paying off mortgage, for paying off debt, for, you know, when I need to provide a lump sum of cash very soon after I die, there's really very few ways to get that.
Yeah.
And life insurance is one of those ways.
It
now,
is.
It's not immediate, obviously. You're going to have to wait to get a death certificate and then be able to turn it into the insurance company, and then the insurance company will process the claim. So it's not any, you know, Dad died last night. I get a check today. No, not today.
No, they aren't wheeling him. They aren't wheeling him out of the house and walking in with a check at the same time.
You'd be surprised what the phone calls we get are from time to time. You know, where somebody's passed away. How soon? I mean, like this week?
Yeah,
well, we have to wait to get a death certificate.
You can still hear the heart monitor flatline yeah. in the background on the phone, and they're still doing it.
Yeah,
they're calling. Yeah, okay. So you determine that you need some life insurance. Now, so then the two questions become this: first of all, how much do I need? And the second question is, what type of policy is best for me?
Well, the how much do you need is a more difficult question than the second one. What type do I need? Well, first, then ask yourself, how long do I need this coverage? Will I need it for the rest of my life? That kind of answers. That kind of tells you you don't need term. You need something for the rest of your life. Term is for a specific time period. You know, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Most of us hope that for the rest of our life is longer than the term that the insurance will give us. So if it's a need that I need for the next 15 years, 20 years, I need to be able to protect my family while the kids are young, until we get them through school, and I pay for school. That's a need. But it's a, and in the way of life goes, a relatively short-term need, 20 years maybe. That's a great use of term insurance. I need to provide something to replace my pension should I die before my spouse at any time during the rest of my life. Well, that's a permanent need for the rest of my life. I need to pay estate taxes. I need to buy out my business partner at some time between now and, you know, we're in our young 20s, you know, we hope to be partners for the next 50, 60, or 40 years, until we're 50 or 60, you know.
That's or longer,
whatever,
sure.
That's a long-term
sure.
time horizon. So yeah. Time horizon has a lot to do with the type of insurance that you're going to be looking at purchasing. If it's a 10, 15, 20-year need, even a 30-year need, you can get away with using term insurance. If it's a need that I need for the rest of my life, and the rest of my life could be, you know, a year or less if I find the, you know, magical dadgum truck that runs me over, or 30, 40, 50 years. Well, maybe not 50 for me, but, you know, well, I'd be old.
You would be really old. Let's
I'd be pushing the odds there.
Well, yeah, we'll say maybe 20 to 30.
40. Yeah, 30.
40's pushing it, yeah.
30,
yeah.
30's pushing it right now, probably.
Okay, all right.
But you know, you've got to look at how long am I going to need it. Now, the other thing is that term, I may need it for 30 years. Maybe I'm, you know, 50, 60 years old and I get a brand new house and I've got a 30-year mortgage on it. 30 years at 60 is probably a lifetime. I mean, that's the rest of your life in most cases. Now, any time that, and this is where we can make a distinction between term insurance and a different type of insurance, a more cash value oriented permanent insurance. Any time that term extends you the time horizon into normal mortality, maybe not your mortality, but normal life expectancy, any time that term gets us close to where normal, you know, the average life expectancy is, you might as well buy a permanent policy because the term is going to be too expensive anyway. Term is really inexpensive because the insurance companies know that it's a very rare occurrence that you're going to die within the next 10, 15, 20 years. And out of the million people they insure, they know that there's only a few of them that are going to die during that term of age. But if you get into a period of time where the term takes you into normal life expectancy, well, they expect a large number of the people to die. Price goes up because insurance companies base it on risk. And if the risk isn't that you don't, if you do die, the risk is that you don't die in that scenario because sure. it's a likely expectation. So anytime we're looking at it, what is the term we're dealing with? And that can help us dictate whether or not we now, need a term policy or a cash value policy.
Now, you know, when you're young and you're in your 20s, maybe you have a young family, you're in your mid to late 20s. I mean, you plan on working for another 40 years
right.
or so, probably.
But hopefully you're doing some saving over that period of time, too.
Well, yeah. But at the same time, you know, somebody who's that young and just starting out isn't really going to, you know, look for permanent life insurance.
Well, there's also, okay, there's the need. Now we go back to how much do we need? If we, young family, you know, they need a decent amount of coverage. They can't afford to buy a permanent policy to cover that.
Right.
Unfortunately, what I've seen agents do is say, okay, you may need $500,000, $750,000, but your budget is $100 a month. You can only afford to buy $100,000 of permanent life insurance. You could have bought the appropriate need with term, but they sell you the wrong insurance. I'll let you let them decide why that happens. I like, think you probably figure that one out, too.
I think I know.
Yeah, because the premium for the term insurance may only be $25 a month.
Yes.
Yeah. Different premium.
Yes. Well, once again, it's covering, in that scenario.
You need to cover the need.
Well, according to the agent who's selling it, you are covering his need or her need, whatever. All right. We'll talk more. 877-PLANNER. You got questions on anything at all, doesn't matter. It can be life insurance, can be planning, can be whatever is on your mind. We're here to help you out. We have some topics left over from the workshop last Saturday. We'll also talk about some of that stuff. Again, anything else that's on your mind. 877-PLANNER, 877-PLANNER. Coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
What is term life insurance?
It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This is our original. These lights are on for a reason. 877-PLANNER, our number. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Having some fun today. We're here all week. Try the veal. 877-752-6637. And talk a little bit about life insurance. We have lines open for you. And if you want to email us, we'll get to some of your emails coming up here in just a bit at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Okay, so let's clear a few things up on this, Professor Plum. You were talking about people pitching certain life insurance products to people that should have really no business buying them. When I think of a young person, this is kind of how it was pitched to me, and I was in my mid to late 20s. It was that, you're going to be working for at least another 35, 40 years.
Right.
So really, you need some kind of really long-term life insurance type policy that's going to work for you. I can't just sell you a 10, 15-year policy because what happens if,
Well, that's partly true. I mean, it would be nice, but there's also some conflicting goals in here as well. And first and foremost is the need. How much insurance do you need? The next side of it is, how long do you need it? It could be a long term, could be a short term. Now, let's say you need X amount of insurance and it's a long term need. Third component there is, how much can you afford? If you can't afford it, but you got to find a way to cover the need. Don't just buy part of the need because that's what you can afford when there's the availability of a different type of insurance that would cover the entire need. And so the idea of covering what you're trying to accomplish, you got to work it into your own budget, and you need to cover the need. Now, there are ways, they'll try to pitch it also as, well, you need to have a savings program too. Yes, I totally agree with that. But let's make it as efficient as possible, especially when a dollar means so much to us that we need to use that dollar to cover as much of all the different needs as we need. So putting money into a term policy and a Roth IRA is better than a permanent policy for less than the life insurance need I need and for the cash value buildup that won't keep pace with the Roth IRA.
Yeah, okay, so let's talk for a second. So term, you need it for a specific term. You got to cover the need first. It's a whole lot cheaper, especially when you're younger.
Yes.
To cover, so that's kind of a no-brainer. What about the whole idea of cash value life insurance?
Well, cash value life insurance does have a place in certain individuals' financial areas or arenas, and so it's a matter of, do you have the money? Maybe you have some excess cash. Now, the question is, where should that excess cash go? Should it go towards a life insurance policy, or should it go towards some other type of an accumulation vehicle? So we've identified that we have a life insurance need. We've identified that we have a long-term aspect of this life insurance need. We've identified that we have extra money every month that we can afford to commit to for a reasonably long period of time. And the other thing that I would like to see is, I'm in a fairly high tax bracket. Now, with the other issues, most likely you are in a high tax bracket. If you have a lot of extra cash flow every month, you probably are not making $10,000 a year. You're probably making a pretty good sized salary or income. So the idea is, if you have high cash availability, cash flow, long-term need life insurance in a high tax bracket, you might be a candidate for a permanent policy to help you not only cover the life insurance need, but also maybe accumulate some assets for maybe you don't die too soon. Maybe you maybe you live. How dare
All right, so
we
how do you
that?
Use it for that now?
No, we have to look at that extra cash flow. Where can we put that extra? What are our options? I wish I could speak today. Have I maxed out my 401k? Am I getting my full contribution and my full matching contribution? Am I getting the tax deductions that I can potentially get? Am I utilizing a Roth IRA where there's no tax coming out and no, other than basic investment fees, there's no mortality expense drawing down my accumulation value? If I have those available to me, those are my first choice. I want to max out my retirement planning options through my employment, through my work, and things of that nature before I do life insurance. But if I'm in a situation where I've maxed out the $18,000 or $24,000 I can put into my 401k, maxed out my ability to do a Roth IRA or a backdoor Roth IRA, both myself and my spouse, have extra cash every month, still need life insurance in a high tax bracket, and I have a long-term time horizon, now I am a prime candidate for utilizing some form of cash value insurance. Now, if I'm going to use some form of cash value insurance, I'm doing it because I'm actually hoping to live and use this cash value during my lifetime. The cash value doesn't mean anything to me if I die. The death benefit means a lot to my heirs, but the cash value doesn't mean a lot to me other than maintaining this life insurance policy. I'm hoping to live long enough to get some cash out of it. And so I want to build the cash as efficiently as possible. The only way to build cash efficiently in any policy like this is to reduce the internal expenses as much as practical. And to reduce the internal expenses, one of the things, the biggest expense, is the mortality expense, the cost of the life insurance. Well, how do you reduce a life insurance expense? You reduce the life insurance death benefit. So I want to reduce the life insurance as much as I can without screwing up the ability to get to the cash value on a tax-free basis, either through withdrawals or loans. Life insurance does have some tax advantages, so I want to use it as efficiently as possible. Now, in the old days, we could do a lot of things with that. Basically, I could buy a $100,000 life insurance policy, death benefit, and put $96,000, $95,000 into it as cash value. I put money in single premium, done. How much insurance am I getting when I put $95,000 in and it's a $100,000 death benefit? If I live, I've got $95,000. If I die, there's $100,000. Only very, very little life insurance in that particular issue. Now, those were being sold through the 70s and 80s quite a lot because they had great savings rates. There weren't a lot of fees. They were a nice little tax-free savings vehicle.
Right, they were barely life insurance policies.
And the IRS came out and said, these are barely life insurance policies,
exactly,
John. And so we are going to change the tax treatment on these barely life insurance policies, and we're going to put rules in that says this is what a life insurance policy has to look like to have the preferential tax treatment that is afforded life insurance. It's called the modified endowment contract. And so what we want to do is reduce the death benefit to the modified endowment limit. Now, anytime you're buying a single premium policy, brand new money going in on one payment, and it's paid up, you don't have to make any more payments, it's not going to cut it from an investment standpoint, getting the tax-free nature or the tax advantages of life insurance. It takes several years to pay into it. They want it to be for life insurance, a Congress and IRS. But you can still make it work. You just need to run the death benefit down to the limits that they have set for us. They've told us what they are. We know how to do it. We know right where the limit is. Fund it right at that level. Now, if my need, let's say my need is $1 million, and I can afford to put $1,500 a month away in a permanent life insurance policy, and running the death benefit down, my permanent policy is only going to be $300,000. Fine. I have the money to do it. I need to buy the $300,000 and a $700,000 term policy because I still need to cover the need. Cover the need is first and foremost.
That's what it is with life insurance, and that message can kind of get lost when you're being pitched life insurance as some kind of investment vehicle. It can also be a good investment vehicle, but as you said, it has to be the right person. Have you already covered your potentially Roth if you can do that? Have you maxed out your 401k or whatever it is at work? Have you done everything else? If so, and you got a long time horizon, yes. All right, 877-PLANNER. More coming up. Stick around. Bucket Strategy Investing continues.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a bucket strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to luciacap.com, luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use, designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Room on the phones for you. Some room, anyway. Talking about whatever's on your mind. We will cover some more, because I want to take some more calls here, but we will talk in just a little bit about some more ideas as far as what you can use life insurance for. Yes, it provides a death benefit, which is very nice, but it also can work for something called pension maximization. It can work for business buyouts. Professor Plum mentioned that a little while ago. So some of the other uses, good uses of life insurance, we'll talk about that. But I do want to take your calls, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Annie, call us back. So let's go to Elizabeth next in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I just want to ask you a question. I am getting close to retirement, and I already have an annuity. And is it a smart idea to get another annuity?
Well, it depends.
I just need to, pardon me?
Tell me a little bit about yourself. This annuity, is it from an insurance company or from a work-related issue like a pension?
No, insurance company.
Okay.
And the first one, I think it's fixed income.
So how old are you? I know it's not polite to ask, but I'm going to ask how old you are. How old are you?
I'm going to be 62 next month.
And you're going to retire at 65?
No, I'm going to retire like end of this year.
Okay, so, and
so I will have some 401k okay. From my employer, so I wanted to move that to another annuity. Is that a smart idea or no?
Let's talk about what you're going to deal with. When you retire, will you have any pension money from a monthly check coming in from any source? Are you planning
no.
on starting? What about Social?
No pension other than Social Security.
And how much will Social Security be?
I think if I draw it at 62, maybe about $1,800.
Okay. And this one annuity that you purchased, how much money is in this annuity, this one you already have?
$100,000.
And so you're expecting to get how much income from this $100,000?
We can take 10% of $100,000 every year.
Right, but that doesn't guarantee it for the rest of your life.
No.
So does this annuity have a lifetime income rider on it that says you can take $400 a month for the rest of your life or some number?
I have that choice. So, either I can have 10% every year, or I can take the lifetime
income. So it's probably about $5,000, maybe $6,000 a year when you get to 65 or so. So call it $500 a month.
Uh-huh.
So let's fast forward a little bit. It's now next year. It's 2018. You retired at the end of last year, and how much money do you need to be retired? How much money does it take to live?
Well, I think maybe at least about $30,000 a year.
Okay, so $30,000 a year is $2,500 a month.
Uh-huh. And my husband draws Social Security. He's 66 next month, so he will be getting maybe about $1,200 or $1,300 Social Security.
Okay, so all told, both your husband and you together need $2,500 a month to live?
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to receive Social Security of $1,800, that's his, or yours, Social Security of $1,200, that's his, and another $500 a month or so from this pension that you already have. That's $3,500 a month. So you've got guaranteed income of $3,500 a month, and you said you needed $2,500 a month. Am I close to this right now?
Yeah, pretty close.
You do not need another lifetime income annuity. Now, you may want to use an annuity for the guarantee of the principal and the investment return and things like that, but not one with a rider that has a lifetime income. So you do not need a lifetime income rider annuity. You've got one, you've got plenty of income, no need to pay for something you don't need more of.
Okay.
Now, let's talk about, you've got your 401k. How much is in the 401k?
I have about $106 in the 401k.
And any other?
I'm thinking about putting $100,000 into another annuity, so that's not a good idea.
Well, no.
What
do you expect to get out of this annuity? Income or a return? What are the reasons that you want to buy this annuity?
I don't know. I thought, you know, just a safety protection because everything is in the stock market. I don't want, you know, not having enough money to live.
Right. So you're looking.
All goes down.
Right.
My income.
So you're looking for an investment or some kind of an account that has safe principal and a little bit of interest being earned on an annual basis, not one where you're going to guarantee yourself an income for the rest of your life.
Okay.
That can make some sense. So you're looking for a fixed annuity, fixed deferred annuity, a 3, 5, 7 year surrender period, not a long one, a fixed indexed annuity, again, a 5, 6, 7 year time horizon, not a 10 or 15 year surrender period.
Is there any annuity that is less than 10 years? Because the ones we are talking to, they keep saying it's a 10 year.
So yeah, there are a lot that are less than 10 years.
Oh, there is?
There are a lot that are less than 10 years. In fact, I think that...
Can you give me some names or you can't?
I can't do it over the air, but I can have somebody look at what you're trying to accomplish. Now, would I put half of it there? I may not put half of it there, but I may put a third of it there, and I may put another third of it into something that has only a little bit or a little bit more risk. And maybe because you're so young and you're going to live another 25 years or more, having some of it in the stock market is fine. Not all of it, just like you were saying. So basically we're staggering out the investments. Some safe money, some midterm money, and some long-term money. I think that's the best way to do it. And yes, I would keep away from annuities that have 10-plus year surrender periods.
Okay.
And so, yes, leave your name with the call screener and we'll have somebody get in touch with you and we can work on a strategy to meet your goals.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, hold on. Right. Hold on a second, Elizabeth. And I'm glad you called. She has what? She has 200,000 or 200.
A little over 200 in the 401k.
In a 401k.
And we didn't get into whether he had any money. That was just we just got into that.
No,
money.
but she's only talking about taking. She was talking about taking 100,000 or so and putting it into an annuity. Now, there's nothing wrong, as you said, with an annuity in and of itself. It's the question of whether or not you need to pay a fee for a rider on these annuities when you really don't need the income.
It's a question of why are you buying an annuity? What is the purpose of the annuity? Is the purpose of the annuity to give yourself a lifetime income? Is the purpose of the annuity to give yourself a guarantee of principal, like a fixed annuity would do, but not a lifetime income? Is it what is the purpose? Now, in her case, the purpose was not to buy a lifetime income. But I'll bet you dollars to donuts that that's what was being pitched to her, a lifetime income, because everybody needs lifetime income. She didn't need more than she already had.
Well, she has more than she needs, actually.
With the pensions, or not the pensions, but with the annuity she already has and the Social Security that she and her husband are projected to have, they have more income, she said, than she said she needed. This
she
is
needed,
extra money.
Yeah, she needed about $2,500 a month. Between the two of their Social Securities, she's got like $3,000 a month.
Right. And she already has one lifetime income annuity.
Which gives her $500, which, okay,
give or take,
you have that. So that's $1,000 more per month than you need. So really what she said was, when you asked her about this, about purchasing an annuity, she just wanted some sort of guarantee.
She wanted a safe account.
Exactly. Well,
and that is a reason for a specific type of an annuity. Not a lifetime income annuity, but a fixed deferred annuity. Fixed as in a normal CD alternative fixed annuity or fixed index annuity, depending upon what the cap rates are and things of that nature.
What do you say to people who are out there and they're saying, oh, no, you should never consider annuities, never? What's the response there? Because to me, it would seem to make sense here.
Well, now, in her case, she was looking for something that provided some form of preservation of the principal of the account, some form of a safe, secure account. So where are we going to get safe, secure? It's not in a bond fund. It's not in a stock fund. It's not in a balance fund or a target date fund or anything that is in the brokerage arena of that area. The only things that provide some source of safety that cannot, you know, principal that cannot go down is either a CD bank account or something of that nature that's backed up by the federal government, or a fixed annuity that's backed up by an insurance company. Obviously, you want to pay attention to the insurance company, make sure, because they're the ones standing behind the guarantee, right? I want to make sure that company is strong enough to make sure the guarantees survive. So we want to stay with good quality insurance companies, well, you know, run, well capitalized insurance companies. And we look at, okay, which one gives me over the time period that I'm dealing with? And I would not lock it in for 10 years. There's a direct correlation between the time horizon of the surrender charge and whether the broker drives a Yugo or a Maserati. Got it?
Well, you're taking it to extremes. I'm not sure Yugos are even on the road anymore.
I hope they're not.
Actually, they are on the road. They're just on the side of the road. All right. I got to take a break. If you've got questions, 877-PLANNER. We're going to take more of your phone calls. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-752-6637. Coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC. And a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. While the Fed recently decided not to increase interest rates, that isn't likely to last. They have three interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type RATE.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in a perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You may be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
You got to call us. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Get back to your calls in just a second here. I want to remind you, first of all, thanks again to the wonderful people in Las Vegas. Great Saturday was had by all, I would assume. I know you had fun, Professor Plum, and I seemed like the people there. There were a lot of folks there, and they really enjoyed themselves and got a lot of questions answered, et cetera, talking strategy with you. In fact, next hour, we're going to be bringing up a couple of the topics that came up during that question and answer session and during the workshop on Saturday. But there's more coming. That's right. We've got several more workshops over the next few weeks. The next one happens in just a couple of weeks in Phoenix, Arizona, Saturday, March 25th. Saturday morning, March 25th, Phoenix, Arizona. Join the Brain Trust there in Phoenix and learn all about these retirement income challenges at the Wealth Education Workshop sponsored by Lucia Capital Group. Challenges and solutions presented. Phoenix, Saturday morning, March 25th. After that, a couple more. We've got Houston, Texas happening in April. I think it's the 8th. Is that what I said?
Yes.
The 8th? Okay.
I don't know if you said it, but that's the date.
You know, you would think after all this time I'd write it down and put it in. All right, now I've got my cheat sheet. April 8th, Houston, Texas, and then Saturday, April 29th, Santa Clara, California. More possibly after that, we'll tell you, just go to wealthed.com. That's where you sign up anyway, wealthed.com. It's all free. And do what the folks in Las Vegas did last Saturday. Sign up, join the Brain Trust, meet them next up in Phoenix. Okay, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Let's get back to the work to the phones. Debbie in Miami is next. Hello, Debbie.
Hi. I was wondering what you would think about using the RMD purchase life insurance.
Well, so you're 70 plus years old, and you have to take a required minimum distribution. And the question is, what do you do with that money you take out of the IRA, right?
Right.
Well,
I'm thinking specifically about purchasing life insurance with it.
Right, I know. So the question is, what else would you do with it? You would invest it. So it's a matter of if you, first off, are you healthy enough to get a good rating for the insurance? Because at 70, the ratings really matter. And so if you're really healthy and you can get a good rating, now we look at, okay, so how much death benefit can we achieve with this? And so I don't have a problem with it. It's one thing to do. Obviously, you're not going to avoid the income tax of the RMD. RMD is the RMD. You got to take that. But if you're healthy enough and you can use the life insurance, you put it off the side, you don't need the required minimum distribution, you don't expect to need it for any of the money that's coming out for many years to come, yeah, it can be a reasonable investment. Now, we don't have to worry as much about the tax-free nature of the death benefit because with, you know, the way we can invest, we can be pretty close to, you know, fairly tax-efficient. Life insurance will be more tax-efficient. So over the time horizon that you look at having the life insurance, if you're putting in X amount of dollars and then you're going to die, unfortunately, at some point, and get your heirs will get Y amount of dollars. What's my actual rate of return? If I expect to, you know, live till 82, 85, 86, 87, 88 maybe, it's probably a reasonable investment return. I mean, it's hard to talk about life insurance death proceeds as an investment return, but that's what you're looking for. You're looking for, if I invest this much money a year, what will my heirs get? They will get Y amount of money. So are we doing this to accumulate it for your own lifetime? Probably not. You're doing it to accumulate for your heirs. And they get a tax-free death benefit. Done right, it can be a reasonable issue. Now your biggest problem is if you live too long. Because the longer you live, the less the rate of return is on the death benefit. That's hard to say it that way, but I mean...
How's your longevity, Debbie?
On one side, pretty good. The other side, not
so
good.
So we're going to, you know, cut it right down the middle. And, you know, one of the things you can do when you're looking at the life insurance is ask them for something called an IRR, Internal Rate of Return Report. And it'll say that if you pay this premium and you die in year 20, 21, 22, whatever year, it'll show it for every year. This is what your investment return is on that death benefit. If I put in $10,000 a year for 10 years, I've put in $100,000, but maybe it's a $250,000 life insurance policy. So I can't. What am I earning on that $10,000 a year that I'm getting back at $250,000 when I die? Obviously, if I died in the first year, it's an incredible rate of return. Tough way to get it, but an incredible rate of return. But if I live 25 years and I've paid in $250,000 and I get back $250,000, well, I don't. My heirs get $250,000 back. Wasn't that great of a rate of return? So we want to look at what is our investment rate of return, because that's what you're using it for. You're looking at it as an investment. What do I put my money into to be able to build up enough for my heirs?
Okay, well, thank you.
There's different ways to do it. And I mean, so there's, yeah, I think it makes sense if it's money you don't need. I think it can work.
Yeah, Debbie, if you have any other questions, hold on, and we can talk to you a little bit further.
I would probably, I got to look that back and say, am I doing this because I want to preserve the ability to get to the cash value in my lifetime, or am I doing it purely for the biggest bang for my heirs?
Yeah.
Because those are two different types of policies. They're both permanent policies. They're just different types. And so if I'm trying to max the one out for the heirs, I'm probably going to do what's known as a guaranteed universal life, which gives me the biggest benefit, death benefit, for the premium dollar. Horrible cash accumulation value, but it guarantees my premium and the death benefit. That's one thing I'm looking for. But if accumulation is important to me, where I want to be able to get to it in the future, that's a different kind of policy, and it'll be less of a death benefit.
So your heirs lose out.
But I still maintain something for me.
Right, and so it's, again, it comes down to the question is, what do you need it for?
So let's design this policy around what you need. Now, the other side of it is, she's got this IRA that's creating required minimum distributions that she doesn't need anyway. So she probably doesn't need it for her lifetime.
Probably more for the heirs.
It's probably more for the heirs. I don't know that, but that's the way I would start off with.
Well, sure. I mean, you figure, I'm only taking this because the government requires me to, you know,
to
at least pay taxes on it. Now, yeah, I suppose you could just, depends on what it is invested in, you could just, you know, leave it and not do anything with it.
Right, and so when we're looking at that internal rate of return report, and we're looking at our expectation of life or not life.
Unlife. We're going to call it unlife.
If the internal rate of return to my normal life expectancy is only like 3 or 4%, that's not a very good, you know, maybe I don't want to make that bet. But if it's still 6, 7, 8%, I might make that bet, you know, and that's what you're doing. You're betting on your life expectancy by putting money into an insurance policy with a specific known outcome, the death benefit.
Sure.
And so, but it gives you, it's a way to compare over certain, you know, time horizons.
Right. What do I need? What's going to happen 10 years from now? What's going to happen 20 years from now?
Nothing beats the investment return of a life insurance policy for somebody who dies way too soon. They get hit by a truck or whatever the case.
Sure.
Nothing beats that internal rate of return. But if you live to be 100, not a great deal.
You want to talk to Professor Plum off the air? You can do so. 800-644-1150, the number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Another hour just ahead. Don't go away.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.